This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And so now we know what happened with the Secretary of Defense. Lloyd Austin went into the hospital for a prostatectomy because he had prostate cancer, which is a minimally invasive procedure used to remove the prostate, which is a very typical course of action for men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. For some reason, he felt that he had to hide that and say that it was elective surgery. But then what happened was, like many people who go into the hospital, and this is why they tell you that any surgical procedure carries risks with it. And that is why you always have to contemplate, think about, and decide if that is, of course, the best thing for you to do. And, you know, he and his family and his doctor sat down and said, yeah, let's go ahead and take the whole thing out. That way he probably doesn't have to worry about it ever again, as long as there was no metastasis. And then what happened was January 1st, he developed complications. And this is where all the problems arose. But he should have told, obviously, someone at the White House and someone on his team that he was undergoing this because he is the Secretary of Defense. And last I checked, there are a lot of global hotspots where the United States is adjacent to these conflicts. And if we're not funding them, we're actually doing stuff and bombing facilities and bases and God knows what in Baghdad and elsewhere. And he is the one who has to green light those missions. So if he's out of commission, who does that? His number two? Well, she was in Puerto Rico. She didn't know what was happening. And apparently everyone around him thought it was a bang up idea to withhold this information. So now the whole issue has metastasized into an embarrassing episode, and it didn't have to be that way. And here's my issue with this. Anytime someone undergoes something like this, especially when they have so much power and authority concentrated in their job and personhood, they have to be transparent. You have to be upfront about what you're battling and whether or not you are going to be decommissioned. That's number one. Number two, and this is the problem I have with this, and we see this with celebrities who die all the time. It's hard and it's embarrassing for families if there is a suicide or a drug overdose. But what happens, and I think this is, it would have been very helpful, and no one would have paid attention if the defense secretary said, yep, I'm going in for a routine procedure to treat prostate cancer. They caught it early enough that I have a great prognosis. That would have maybe signaled to other men, hey, you know what? Maybe I should have my prostate checked. I've been scared to do that, but if the Secretary of Defense can do it, you know, guess what? I'm going to man up and go have the uncomfortable exploration that would tell me whether or not I've got an issue downtown.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So that would have been great. And I feel the same way whenever I read something in the press or an obituary about someone who has passed away, and the family asks for privacy and they ask for prayers. But oftentimes when they don't disclose what happened, it's either like suicide or fentanyl overdose. And in all of those cases, withholding that information actually does more harm than good. because although it's incredibly painful to lose someone under those circumstances, it's always better to telegraph to people who are suffering either with addiction or their own personal and private mental health crises that there is help out there. There are people who care about you, and there are ways of getting treatment for all of that, including something as awful as cancer, which you would never wish on anyone. And, you know, I certainly hope that the defense secretary makes a full recovery. I hope that he is out of pain. I'm glad he's out of ICU. I don't know that I trust him to make the most important and profound military decisions at such an incredible foreign policy juncture like the one we've arrived at right now as a country. I think he probably, because he has exercised such horrible judgment, maybe he should resign. Maybe he should go home and, you know, fully recuperate and think about writing a book in the next stage of his life, which will hopefully be a much healthier one now that he's gotten this necessary treatment. But having said that, I do think that he's got some compromised judgment, and the Defense Department would probably be better off in someone else's hands, so he can recover not only from the surgery and from his diagnosis, but also a lapse in judgment that betrays an overall deficit in judgment making. So best of luck. May the secretary recover in good health and resign in due time. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.